Welcome to Celestial Goddess Podcast. My name is Corinne, and I will be sharing my life and my stories and my growth I've found over these 27 years. So let's dive on in. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Tap in. What's up? What is going on with you? I'm checking in. This is the reminder to check in with yourself, with your loved ones, with your animals, with nature, with everything. Oh, life is grand. It's funny. Yeah, so here I am sharing my story a little bit at a time. It's September 28th, 2020. It's around, it's 7:12. It's a Monday. And, it's funny. I did write some stuff out yesterday that I wanted to share with everybody. But, life is forever changing. The only thing that it's constant is change. So it changed. And now I want to share something else that happened to me earlier. And I know we can all relate because we're all connected. So, darkness. Yin and yang. Light and dark. Black and white. That polarity. Oh my God. It is here. Always. Always, always, always. And we can't have one without the other. So remember that. There's no, even if you're like light and love, which I love that, light and love, but there isn't just all light and love, okay? We are human. We deal with darkness. We deal with this binary universe. So just to share a story today about my life, myself, I'm dealing with this, noticing this, okay? So, as you know, I'm putting myself out there, doing this podcast, I'm doing a YouTube and music and all this stuff. And so today I told myself, right, I wrote down these affirmations. I'm going to do my positive affirmation meditation music. So I'm like, all right, I'm doing this. I wrote it down on my planner. It's first step. And second step was just get my butt downstairs and record. So it's funny though, what do you know? I get down there and do my thing. I don't do it yet, like the thing. I do some other thing. And then I realize like, oh crap, I'm hungry. Or, oh, I need water. That's what it was. I need water. I can't do this unless I have some water. So I have to go upstairs. And I walk upstairs, and what do you know, I walk inside, and my dogs just got into, like, a can of dog food in the garbage, so they tore up the paper all over the floor, and they got into something else, and then I noticed we never put the food away before, and, like, I noticed some mail on the table, and all this stuff, right? And then it started to, like, get to me, and all of a sudden, I just felt this, like, I guess anxiety or energy just building up in my body that's making me irritable. It's irritable. It's making me like, meh. I just want to, meh. You know what I mean? So, I notice all this stuff. And then I go back downstairs. And then I have to tell my loved one, what's going on right now. Like, I am feeling all this stuff, and this has happened before. Like, this is something that I've felt before. I'm a human, right? Like, I'm not always happy, okay? Not always mad either, okay? There's a huge, array of emotions we go through. But acknowledging the emotion and noticing the emotion and choosing to respond to the emotion instead of reacting, okay? So, like, these are some things I've learned that have really helped me, respond versus react. So, in this situation, I notice my feelings come up. I notice myself getting a little spicy, a little spice kitten come out. And I'm just, I'm almost like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. But I'm noticing, I'm like, okay, why? Why is this coming up? Why do I feel like all of a sudden I can't do it? So I'm observing these feelings and realizing like, wait a minute. this is the motherfucking darkness, okay? It's like coming in, trying to distract me, you know? It's like I came upstairs and, you know, I'm about to do this thing I've been putting off for a really long time, and I've had fears and doubts around because, right, I feel like your biggest strength is next to your biggest fear. So, of course, I've been fearing this for so long, and you know, I'm right about to do it. And so all of this like fear and all this stuff, I guess not technically fear, but like this darkness comes up that reminds me like, hey, you should be cleaning this. You should be picking up after that. Oh, wait, you should be, you know, taking the dog to the dog, but you should be, you know what I mean? I have all this other stuff, right? The matrix flashing all this shit in my face that's telling me you should be doing this. You should be doing that. Basically, you shouldn't be doing what you're about to do, right? Something that you've been putting off, something that feels a part of my purpose, you know, my dharma, that purpose in life, which we have multiple purposes, dharma, that's a whole nother story. But yeah, anyways, so just coming back to, you know, observing that all of a sudden I felt all this anxiety and I realized the darkness wants me to play small and it's trying to push me down, right? And in the past, when this has come up, I've succumbed to that, right? Where I'm like, well, I have to clean. There's laundry I have to put away. I have stuff that I should be doing, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? Today I was like, no, I'm going to do the Wim Hof breathing technique I just learned. And by golly, did it help? Wow, I'm shocked. I just started doing my deep belly breaths, breathing in through the belly, up through the chest, almost like a wave. And then, so deep inhales and just letting the exhale out and just oxygenating my body, alkalizing my body through the breath. And it was just really interesting just doing it. I mean, typically the exercise is doing it 30 to 40 times and then holding that neutral lung at the end. But I didn't even do it the full 30, 40 times. I don't even know how many times I did it, but I did it. And I just kind of held my neutral lung for a minute. And, you know, I started to feel good. I started to have this like tingle come over my body. And then it was interesting, you know, acknowledging then I look at my boyfriend and I notice all this stuff coming up again, all these things that bother me. And I'm like, okay, whoa, like do my breathing again. And then finally, after that second time, I was like, you know what? I think I can do it. I think I can do it. So I took my drink of water and I just started speaking from my heart. I went a little bit off of my paper of some of the stuff I wrote down yesterday, but just started speaking from the heart. Just essentially that's what channeling is, right? Just tapping in what's coming through, whatever's coming through. All right, it's coming out my mouth. So it was just really interesting, right? I finally surrendered. I was able to practice my breath, surrender and acknowledge like, yes, there are other things I could be doing right now or things I should be doing that usually could bother me, but you know what? I'm going to decide to not let it step away, do this thing really quick. And what do you know? Really didn't even take much. One take. Like, I don't know why we psych ourselves out so much over the littlest things. But yeah, one take, I don't know, it's a couple minutes. I just talked slow, just spoke from my heart, and then boom, I was done. And then I was like, holy shit. Oh my God. Like, I get it. I get it now. I get it. You know, so it's like we are constantly being distracted, right? With that darkness that is trying to lower our vibration. And essentially lowering our vibration is putting us in those states of survival, of fear, of judgment, of doubt, of reaction, projection, you know? So we got a choice. You know, we can find discernment. Be discerning and notice when this stuff comes up. And you know, even if you're listening to this right now, like this is a part of your evolution. Like everything that is put in front of our face is an opportunity. So what are we choosing to go with? What path are we taking? Are we choosing the path of survival mode of maybe what our parents taught us that doesn't sit so easy with our soul? Or are we able to kind of have that ego death and hit that rock bottom and realize, wait a minute, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to go that way. I'm going to pick up that literature and read about that. I'm going to watch this documentary, learn about that. I'm going to do anything, honestly, like go outside, go on a walk, sit in nature, stretch, take a bath, like whatever serves your soul, whatever puts you in that safe space where you can come back to love, helps remind me, you know, of our purpose, what we're doing here. And now I'm just drifting. This is my Gemini tendency. I just talk with you guys. I'm just like, I want to share my heart and just share what's going on right now. So I'm hoping this all makes sense. So just to come back to the main point, that darkness and that, polarity is always going to be there. But throughout our life, we learn these techniques and we learn these things that help put us back into our parasympathetic nervous system, which is our rest and digest. That's our relaxation, right? Because our sympathetic nervous system, that's that fight or flight. That's that survival mode. That's that mode that most people are in most of the day, which is actually killing us deep down inside. Like, it truly, living in that fight or flight mode, living in that sympathetic nervous system is putting so much stress on your body, on our bodies. Like, and we don't need that. And I know there's studies out there. I can't quote them exactly, but I've read things out there where, you know, people do live longer when they live more frequently in that rest and digest system. And that's why yoga has been so helpful for me, because I feel like I've kind of grown up in that survival mode, in that fight or flight. And it does something to you. And like, even though, you know, I'm going to share my stories with you guys about growing up and these different choices I had to make to move and change my perspective, but that'll be another podcast. But like, it's just funny though, because even though I have made certain choices to make a steer a different direction, those fight or flight mode or tendencies are still within my soul. It's like that, I don't want to say it's within my soul. Let's delete that. It's, you know, in our wiring, like we have reprogramming to do. So going back to the whole point of everything, reprogramming and noticing when that stuff comes up. So for me, it comes up as anxiety and this pressure that I need to, you know, I'm not doing enough, right? That's freaking America for us. You're not doing enough ever. Work, 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 work harder. And what I've learned, let's put in some loving service. Scratch the word work. How about we put some loving service into our passion, whatever it is. And even in your job, you know, that's loving service. You're helping others. We are in service to others. So anyways, I just, yeah, I wanted to share that with you guys that, you know, today that darkness creeped in and I gave it a big ol' F you and I did some breathing. It was like hard to just do it. You know, it's funny how shallow we breathe sometimes, but just, hey, here's some advice, at least from my own experience, this, you know, story with you today, just tapping into my breath and then just doing that thing I was going to do. And then what do you know, when I was done, it was so much easier than I thought. I felt so freaking great. Like, I'm on top of the moon, and enough so to even do a podcast about it. So, you know, this is that message. Step into your power. Step into it. Don't be scared, because there are things that are going to come up and try and pull you down. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. And then, of course, politics comes up into mind. I don't even want to talk about politics. But think about how riled it gets people, how irritated and pissed off people get over the dumbest little things. And then you think about it, that's what the darkness wants. That's what it wants. So don't feed into its bullshit. I don't even know if I should really be swearing on this thing, but don't pull in or fall into the bull schnauzers, okay? You're smarter than that. You're above that. See, rise above the Maya, okay? The Maya is this like static frequency that a lot of people live underneath. It's like, honestly, that feeling that I felt, that felt like the Maya. It was just this, meh, it just wasn't this anxiety, this feeling. So, you know, it rise above that static frequency, rise above into that frequency of love, unconditional love, acceptance, accepting things as they are. I accepted my house as it was, and I was able to record my affirmation music. And you know what? Now I'm going to be happier when I do my laundry. Now I'm, you know, I won't be so irritated when I have to sweep and Swiffer, because I'm like, heck yeah, I did what I need to do for myself. And I'm grateful, honestly, to have a house to clean and have clothes to wear and dishes, you know, to clean, because I was eating food off of them. Like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Always coming back to gratitude. So I love you guys so, so much. And thank you for tapping in with me and connecting. And hey, if anyone ever wants to be on my podcast with me, let me know. We can do an interview, a little chatty, you know, chatty coffee chat or something. So yeah, we're just expanding together. We're growing. We're stepping in our power because, you know, we came here with a purpose, with a divine mission. Okay. And no mission is too small. Okay. Every mission is a mission. So I see you. I honor you. I love you. And I'll see you next time.